Welcome to the 2018 X Quiz. My name's Russ Hugo. I'm sitting in for Tony Black, our resident Kris Kringle. And with me today, we've got six great contestants. If you can all briefly say hi and your name and your favorite season 10 or 11 episode. We'll start with team number one, Bibble Tiggles, if you can each introduce yourselves.
Hi, this is Kathy. And my favorite Revival episode is Ghoulie.
Hi, this is Cortland, and my favorite Revival episode is The Lost Art of Forehead Sweat.
Nice. And the scientific nature of the whammy, Dina.
Hi, I'm Dina. My favorite Revival episode is Followers.
I'm Katie, and my favorite Revival episode probably is The Lost Art of Forehead Sweat.
Got a good mix here. And our struggle, Michelle.
I am Michelle, and my favorite Revival episode can vary depending on the day, but today let's just say it is Plus One.
And Mac?
Good morning, Russ. My name is Malcolm. My favorite Revival episode is probably Founder's Mutation.
Oh, interesting choice, and I apologize for referring to you with your Skype name. I'm going to correct that here.
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Today, we've got 100 questions kindly created by Marlene Stemme, and they're a great batch of questions, and thank you so much for doing that for us, and get ready for some real challenges. Let's go over the rules. And how this is going to work is I'm going to read a question. If you know the answer, buzz in. And if you get it correct, you get 2 points. If you don't, that will be passed on to the other two teams, and they can get a chance to answer. If no one gets it, once I initially read the question, I can then read from 3 different choices, and if you get that correct, you will get 1 point. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Rules out of the way. Now it's just time for some fun. So my struggle one, question one. My name is Fox Mulder. Mulder narrates the teaser with the trajectory of his life story as he places photos on top of 2 FBI case files. Which of the following Monster of the Week characters is not shown among these photos? This one, of course, has to be a multiple choice. So I'm going to read those through and then just buzz in when you think you know it. A, Toombs. B, Luther Lee Boggs. C, Fluke Man. Okay, you got scientific nature of the whammy.
I think it's Boggs.
I think so, too.
Nice job. 2 points.
Did you bust the same time?
Okay.
I think we did.
Excellent. Question two. When season 10 begins, Scully is working as a doctor. What is the name of the hospital where she works? Okay, we got our struggle.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Michelle, but I think it's Our Lady of Sorrows.
I agree.
Excellent. 2 points. Good job. Didn't even need the multiple choice. Okay. Question three. What ability does Sveta tell Scully she has as a result of her alien DNA? And Bibble Tiggles.
She can read minds.
Yep.
Nice.
She can read.
Sometimes. It doesn't always work.
If she looks deeply into your eyes, right, she can read your mind.
I just realized we're going to have to change the rules a little bit. There is only 9 questions for the first round, but that's okay. It's still going to work out. But just as in case people get confused following along. So we're now skipping question 4 because it doesn't exist. On to question 5. Actor Hiro Kanagawa makes his 3rd appearance in the X-Files as Garner, the scientist that introduces Mulder to the alien replica vehicle. Which of the following episodes does not feature Hiro Kanagawa? A, Firewalker. B, 731. C, okay, scientific nature of the whammy.
Katie, I'm pretty sure it's 731.
Yep, that's what I was going to say.
Nice job. 2 points. Okay. Question 6. The ARV, alien replica vehicle, becomes invisible before Mulder's eyes. Mulder and Garner discuss that this is possible because of the gravity warp drive. What element makes possible the gravity warp drive? Scientific nature of the whammy.
Is it free energy?
I'm sorry. It is not. Anyone else want to guess before I read the multiple choice? Okay, on to multiple choice for 1 point. A, americium or americium. Okay, B, unpentium. C, dilithium. And our struggle.
Is it C?
It is not. Not C, dilithium. So, and Pipple Jiggles.
I think it's B, unpentium.
Good. That is it. Unpentium. Nice job.
I do not remember that.
No way.
I think they get a little bit more difficult.
Oh, good.
As they go.
per round. They've been so easy so far.
So, question 7. Scully tells Tad O'Malley that she works with surgeons that operate on children with a particular genetic deformity. Tad comments that the disorder looks alien. What is the disorder? Scientific nature of the whammy.
Microtia.
Bingo. For a bonus point on that one, can you answer? So scientific nature of the whammy, since you did that, how would you describe microtia? And what group is it most commonly affected by it?
Well, children born without ears.
Okay. It's half a point.
And that, do you know, Dina, the...
No, I was just going to say children.
What if, yeah.
Because it seems to always be children. I don't know.
Was it I want to say it's Native Americans, but I'm not.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you might be right.
I'll give it to you.
That sounds sort of familiar.
It's the Navajo. So back to Anasazi and all the rest. So, okay, question 8. Who does Mulder say is the key to everything? Our struggle.
I think that's Sveta.
Nice job. Question 9. What message has Mulder written in dust on Scully's car when she goes to the parking garage? Bibble tiggles.
Don't give up.
Nice. Okay. Question 10. What Latin phrase is written above the cigarette smoking man's fireplace? Scientific nature of the whammy.
Is it carpe diem?
Bingo. Nice job.
Nice.
Okay, that ends the first round. And in first place, scientific nature of the whammy with 9 points. Second place, Bibble Tiggles with 5. And just right below that is our struggle with 4 points. How's everybody feeling after that?
Pretty good.
Good.
Maybe that I should have watched a little closer.
Okay, so I got a few index cards here that were given to me with... let me just pull this up. So with some information about each of you, just to introduce you better to the listening audience. So Dean, it says here on the card that your favorite standard series X-Files episode is Medusa. I just want to know what about that episode really draws you to it.
I do not think that's, I'm not sure where that came from.
I actually just made that up, but
okay. Yeah, I was going to say that really doesn't sound like something I ever would have said.
Oh well, it was a trick. It was an attempt at trying to see just a wild card. Maybe it's your favorite. Okay, so next we're going to go on to our next round, which is Founder's Mutation. And when leaving the crime scene of Sanjay's death, Mulder does something that prompts Scully to cite the legal case Riley versus California involving treatment of evidence. What does Mulder do? And Bibble Tiggles.
He unlocks his phone. He unlocked the guy's phone.
How?
Oh, with his thumbprint, I think. He steals his thumbprint. Yeah.
Nice job. Okay, question number 2. How do Mulder and Scully know from the security video of the grounds from the day that Sanjay died that the birds in the yard responded to a sound? And Bibble Tiggles again.
Because Sanjay also heard a sound?
Yeah, they synced the videos, right? They synced the videos.
They're watching all the videos at the same time, and Sanjay hears the sound at the same time the birds are there.
Ooh,
strangely worded question.
I need some more specifics. Why would the birds come to an area because of a sound? I will go to the scientific nature of the whammy. I'll give you five more seconds unless you sorry. You want to pass.
I think go ahead.
Scientific nature of the whammy.
Yeah, is it? They were feeding, right? They were eating the worms.
Well, like the brain, yeah. Because yeah.
Great job. Yeah, like so they were drawn by the worms that surfaced because of the sound. So
okay.
It was actually the worms that came because of the sound, and then the birds came because of the worms. So hope that's not too pedantic, but. Good job, everybody. Good efforts. Okay, number three. While visiting Our Lady of Sorrows Hospital, a young woman named Agnes summons Mulder and Scully into the ward where she is staying. What movie is playing in the background of the room? Dina. So this is Scientific Nature of the Whammy.
Planet of the Apes.
Excellent.
Nice.
Okay, Dr. Goldman, the founder, funds a ward for pregnant women at Our Lady of Sorrows. What organization is funding Dr. Goldman's research? Our struggle.
I've just gone completely blank on it now. It's not the Roush Corporation, something like that.
No, I'm sorry. Anybody else want to go? Scientific nature of the whammy.
Is it Gen?
No, go ahead.
Nugenics?
No, unfortunately.
My teammate is speaking. Don't listen to me.
Sorry. We should have conferred.
I'm sorry. Okay.
That's good.
Bibble tickles.
Was it the Department of Defense?
Bingo. Nice job.
Way to go, Kathy.
Yay.
Scully and Mulder discuss Agnes's death and the genetic research conducted by Dr. Goldman to create a new population. Scully says they are talking about changing the genetic makeup of a population and cites an article by Bettini and Hallist in Nature Communications. What is the major finding of that research? Dina. Scientific nature of the...
A very large group of individuals could trace their history back to, like, three individuals from the Bronze Age.
Good enough. 2 points. Yeah. On to Mulder and Scully meet the Weremonster. First question. In the office scene before Scully tells Mulder, we've been given another case, it has a monster in it. Mulder says to Scully that maybe it's time for him to put away childish things, which is not one of the three creatures Mulder says he should give up searching for. I'm going to read these out and just buzz in when you think you know it. So again, which of these is not one of the three that he mentions? A, Sasquatches. B, werewolves. C, Mothman. Okay, Bibble Tiggles.
Sasquatch.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Our struggle.
I'm going to guess werewolves.
Correct, werewolves. Nice job for two. And I think I just pronounced that werewolves. A little bit, and I apologize. I'm going to blame that. I'm going to have some more tea
that
here.
Cold medicine.
It's dangerous. It's really dangerous. Question two, what does Scully say is not good for Mulder? And Bibble Tickles.
The internet.
Great job. Number three, after what event did the motel manager have the security feature of the secret door installed? 3 seconds and I can read out the options. Okay. Choice A, the Challenger disaster. B, September 11th. C, Bibble Tiggles.
Oh. Courtland, do you want me to go for it?
Yeah, go for it.
September 11th. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Nice job. Okay. September 11th is for number four. What is the motel manager drinking when Mulder enters the motel office? Bibble Tiggles.
Rubbing alcohol.
Okay. You are cleaning up on this round. Nice job. Okay. That's probably what I should be drinking.
I don't think that will help.
It'll just cause a whole new set of problems.
Yeah. Okay,
just the thought of that is horrifying.
Yeah.
Question five. What does the psychiatrist tell Mulder from the story of the town terrorized by the man-eating lizard dragon is the certain way to kill the creature? Dina. Scientific.
Stabbing them in the appendix with green glass.
Good grief. Nailed. Excellent job. Prolific and well-loved X-Files director Kim Manners is memorialized on a tombstone in the cemetery scene. What is the name on the headstone next to Kim Manners' headstone? Bibble tickles.
Jack Hardy.
Excellent.
Wow.
Bonus question.
My teammate.
So for an extra point, you get first guess on this one. What job did he have on the X-Files?
Oh, do you know this, Cortland?
No.
Nope. I think he was a production designer, but I could have just made that job up. So you want to go for that, or do you have something better?
I think okay. I trust your gut, Kathy. Go for it.
It's wrong, but we're saying production designer.
Unfortunately, no, but I love the gumption. That's good. And our struggle.
I think he was a first assistant director.
Okay. And can you name which episodes for an additional half a point?
Oh, that's going to be a bridge too far, unfortunately.
Scientific nature of the whammy. Want to give a guess for half a point on which episodes? Is it first assistant director?
I don't know the episodes.
I don't know either.
Okay. I thought it was a fun bonus question Marlene put in here. So, okay, but you get the extra point there, our struggle. Nice job. So it was a first assistant director. And he was on Millennium and I Want to Believe. So.
Okay, I would not have guessed that.
Oh, yeah, the cruelty. This is great. In the cemetery, where monster Guy Mann tells Mulder that his friend was gored by a jackalope. What is the name of Guy Mann's friend? Scientific nature of the whammy?
George.
Nice.
Best friend, George.
Question eight. What Shakespeare play does Guy Mann quote in the graveyard? Bibble tickles.
Hamlet.
Excellent. Number nine. Scully is talking on the phone to Mulder when she finds Dagoo at the animal control center. She mentions a journal article about dogs holding hostilities towards people that harm their owners. What journal does she cite? Our struggle.
I'm going to take a wild guess here, unless you have anything else, Michelle, and say Nature.
Do you want to agree with that, Michelle, or do you have a different idea?
I have no idea. I'll go with it.
Okay. Unfortunately,
sorry,
no.
Sorry, Malcolm.
No, it sounds like sorry from me is in order, Michelle.
Anybody else want to guess before I read out the choices? Okay. Choices are A, animal behavior, B, comparative cognition, C, journal of personality psychology. Bibble diggles.
Animal behavior.
No. Final choice. Scientific nature of the whammy.
What do you think, Dina?
I would go with
comparative
cognition. That sounds yeah.
For
that
one
sounds
point.
Good.
Got it. Nice job. How does Scully discover the identity of the killer? Okay, scientific nature of the whammy.
There was blood on his I don't know what it's called. The thing that he uses to catch the animals. The rope thing.
Good enough. Yes. The written out answer just for everyone that Marlene put down is her autopsy results showed that the actual cause of death was strangulation as a hunch. She analyzed the pole he left behind and found tissue and blood from the previous victims.
That sounds a lot better than what I said. It was what I meant.
No, I could tell it was what you meant, but I just thought since she did such a great job writing all these out, I want to do that. So for bonus, 1 point on this one. And again, scientific nature of the whammy gets the first guess. What Alfred Hitchcock movie is visually referenced in the motel scenes of the motel manager peeping through the animal masks? So first, well, okay, Arstrol, you can have second guess, but we'll actually have to rebuzz that. But first, the scientific nature of the whammy. Do you know the answer of this?
I don't know the answer. I feel like I want to guess North by Northwest. I don't know why, but that just popped into my head.
Yeah, I'll go with it.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
I think it's Psycho with Norman Bates peering into the hotel room.
Yes.
Never seen Psycho.
Yeah, me neither.
That's me too. Yeah.
Okay. So on to home again. Scully is puzzled to find that her mother wore an unfamiliar piece of jewelry. What is the necklace worn by Mrs. Scully? Our struggle.
A quarter.
Excellent. As they wait in the hospital, Scully asks Mulder if they ever came across the ability to wish someone back to life. Mulder says that he invented it when she was in the hospital. What does Scully, in reply, call Mulder? Bibble tickles.
A dark wizard.
Excellent.
What else is new?
Okay, what is the nickname of the street artist whose artwork comes to life as an expression of his thoughts about the plight of the homeless, scientific nature of the whammy?
The Trash Man?
I agree, Trash Man.
Okay, great. In the future, I'm going to make sure everybody says I agree. I'm going to stop rushing so much. And you got 2 points. Okay. What object does Mulder play with in the Trash Man's subterranean studio? Bibble tiggles.
It's a magic eight ball.
I agree.
Okay. Safety first. And 2 points. What words are shown on a sign in the teaser and also spoken by Scully in response to the Trash Man's talk about how ideas become creations? And we got scientific nature of the whammy.
You are responsible.
Agreement?
Yep, agree.
Perfect. 2 points. That was a clean round, everybody, right out of the gate.
Wow.
Okay, so we're going to be starting next on Babylon. Before that, I got another index card here with Kathy. And according to that, it looks like your favorite episode is listed as Trevor. And that's a real cult episode.
Well, it's the whole line about Dear Diary, you know, that just, I love it.
Okay. I don't know where this information came from. I spilled coffee on them, so a lot of the things are blurred. I could be reading it wrong, but this is what I think makes XCast such a great community is, you know, people go outside of perceived fan wisdom and you know, really dig deep for these gems. These gems like, it's nice. Okay, Babylon. Question one. This is, I think, going to be the real highlight of the show. What is the name of the museum that Shiraz and his friend blow up in the teaser? Scientific nature of the whammy.
I think it's Ziggurat.
In agreement?
Yeah. Go with it.
2 points. Nice job. What book of the Bible does Mulder quote to Scully in describing the experience of the ear witnesses that heard the sound of the trumpets? Bibble tiggles.
Revelations.
Agreed.
2 points. Okay, got a lot of Babylon fans. I guess it's not. Highlight here. What is written on the sign that Mulder holds in the bar during his hallucinogenic trance journey? Our struggle.
I think it was mushrooms. Or mushroom, but I could have that confused.
In agreement?
That sounds good to me.
2 points. Mushroom is correct. Nice job.
Well done, Michelle.
I think I might be embarrassed by remembering that, honestly.
We won't answer any more questions about Babylon.
Mulder recalls from his trance that Shiraz said the name of the terrorist's hideout. What is the name of that location? Bibble tickles.
I think it's the Babylon Hotel.
Yeah.
Correct. 2 points. What drug does Agent Einstein administer to Mulder that supposedly sends him on his hallucinogenic journey? Bibble tickles.
Niacin.
Agreed.
Perfect. At the end of the episode.
I know, right? This is really just.
You guys are diehard Babylon fans.
Obviously, you haven't read my index card yet.
Well, I haven't got there. So, yeah, eventually. At the end of the episode, Mulder and Scully meet on Mulder's porch and discuss their experiences. What does Scully say is the question of our times? Bibble tickles.
I think it's how to reconcile unconditional love and, like, extreme hatred.
Hatred, yeah.
Okay, we got agreement on the correct answer. Nice job. How to reconcile love and hate, the extremes of our nature. So
no more, Kathy. We just got to stop.
Look at this. So the Bibble Tiggles officially dominated the Babylon round. It says,
oh, what an honor.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, fantastic.
We'll wear that. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to guess it's only going to get better here with my struggle too. Question number one. My name is Dana Catherine Scully. Scully narrates the teaser with her purpose in joining the FBI and what she came to understand from her work with Mulder. She describes events that resulted in what she understands to be changes in her genetic makeup. By what term does Scully classify her DNA anomalies? Bibble Tiggles.
Alien.
Agreed.
Jeez, you're really quick on the buzzer here. Nice job. What is the altered tagline that replaces "the truth is out there"? Bibble Tiggles again.
This is the end.
Agreed.
Good grief. Wow. Okay, this is getting tough, folks. Agent Miller uses the phone tracker app on Mulder's laptop to find Mulder's whereabouts as he drives to find the cigarette-smoking man. In what state is the cigarette-smoking man located? Scientific nature of the whammy.
Okay. I just had a little brain, Tina. It's one of the Carolinas, is it? It's South,
I think it's South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
2 points. Nice job. In the X-Files office, Scully, Skinner, Einstein, and Miller concern themselves with Mulder's whereabouts. What does Scully say to the others when Mulder does not answer his phone? Bibble Tiggles.
That he's worried about her judgment of him. That's why he wouldn't answer.
Excellent. 2 points. What disease presented by the man at the hospital that approaches Scully and Agent Einstein with a lesion on his left arm does Scully call the canary in the coal mine a harbinger of infections to come? Our struggle.
Is it anthrax?
You got agreement?
Yes.
2 points. Nice job. What does Scully say she received as a child that could be the genesis of genetic tampering through something introduced into the germline and passed down hereditarily? Bibble Tiggles.
The smallpox vaccination?
Yeah.
Correct. What gene editing technology discussed by Scully and Agent Einstein made one of its first television appearances in this episode? Scientific nature of the whammy.
CRISPR-Cas9.
Yep, agree.
And if it's your name, scientific nature. Not much of a whammy there, but excellent job. Scully says a virus within a virus was introduced into the germline through the smallpox virus and is causing everyone to get sick. What is the name of the virus? Bibble Tiggles.
Spartan virus.
Agreed.
2 points. When Mulder finds CSM, he holds a gun on him and says, fill in the blank. You think it's blank. What you're doing, but it's not. It's sickness. Scientific nature of the whammy.
Okay, I may have jumped the gun there.
You gonna give it a shot?
What was it? You think it's blank, but what you're doing is actually sickness, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think it's blank, what you're doing, but it's not. It's sickness.
Oh, is it something like salvation or
I don't remember. Noble sounds good.
Is it your noble? Yeah.
Okay, it's not noble. Anybody else want to guess for 2 points? Okay, I'm going to read out the options. A, justice. B, salvation. C, Bibble Tiggles.
Salvation.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Sorry. It's fun that you both thought of that, though. Interesting.
We could write it better, actually.
It's so Carter. Okay. So our struggle, you get to choose between A, justice, and C, power.
What do you think, Michelle? I'm leaning towards power.
I am as well.
I think we'll go with power.
1 point. Nice job. What does Monica Reyes tell Scully that she is? Scientific nature of the whammy?
Like one of the chosen few? You think, Katie?
Yep.
Close enough. One of the chosen elite. Nice job. Okay, so before we head in over to, we're going to head into My Struggle 3 here in a minute. Just going to read, we got another, well, these note cards just to kind of work through. Let's see, it looks like Cortland says here that the producer's note said that he had a hard time picking a favorite episode, but chose a tie between Alpha and Lord of the Flies. But now that we got some time, what really is a tiebreaker? I mean, dig deep here.
As we just learned from previous rounds, it's obviously Babylon.
Previous champs. The next round, we get to talk about all the really fun episodes. Not that I don't like season 10, but season 11 was a real treat.
Yeah. They do get better.
As long as there's not the words my and struggle in the title.
Yeah, they are pretty much.
Coincidence. Oh, get ready for fun.
Capital F.
Yeah, however you want to spell it. Okay, so we are now heading into season 11. And we're going to start off with, I think, if I'm correct, if I was checking the index card earlier, that this is, I think, did we already talk about your favorite episode, Katie? Because I think this was listed as your favorite.
Oh, God. I was getting so angry at this earlier.
We're angry because you just don't understand how somebody could write something so intricately plotted. And it's kind of a jealousy thing.
Yeah, I
didn't mean to cut you off there. I'm sorry for being kind of a rude host.
No, please go right ahead.
Okay. My struggle question number one. What does a cigarette-smoking man say is his middle name? Table Tiggles.
Gerhardt.
2 points. What is missing from the opening credits in My Struggle 3? Okay, going to head into multiple choice. A, the X-Files title. B, a tagline at the end. C, the phrase, government denies knowledge. Our struggle.
I'm going to guess government denies knowledge.
I'll go with that.
Unfortunately, no. Double Tiggles.
The title, the X-Files.
Sure.
1 point. That's correct. Wow. Who found Scully when she had a seizure in the X-Files office? Bibble Tickles.
Mulder.
I think
second one was
Skinner, right?
The second one was Skinner. The first one was Mulder. He finds her at the beginning.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
He's definitely there. I don't know if he finds her.
Okay, well, yeah, that's true. Okay. Someone else found her and called him. I don't know, but I think
Let's go with it.
Let's go with Mulder. All right. We're going to say Mulder.
Good job, team. This friendship is working for 2 points. What message does Skinner claim to see transmitted in Scully's hypothalamus by Morse code through Scully's real-time fMRI, scientific nature of the whammy?
Is it find him?
Yeah, I think it's find him.
Is that it?
Yes,
2 points, and this is showing your true fandom for My Struggle 3. Coming out of the gate now. Let's do this.
You can't hide it.
No, don't. Wear it on your sleeve. Who calls Mulder with a warning as he leaves to find the cigarette-smoking man? Bibble Tiggles.
Spender. Jeffrey Spender.
Yes.
Right.
On caller ID, of all things.
Yeah.
That's correct. From what organization does Mr. Y claim to know Mulder's father? Scientific Nature.
It's the State Department, right? Is
that? That I think that sounds right to me. Yeah.
Unfortunately, no. Any other guesses?
Oh.
Our struggle.
Is it the Syndicate?
Do we have agreement?
Yes.
I'm sorry. No. Bibble Tiggles, do you want to do a guess or do you want to hear the answers for 1 point? Hear the choices.
I don't have anything.
No, I think we should hear the choices.
Okay, A, the State Department. B, the Department of Defense. And C, the Foreign Service.
The Foreign Service.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
1 point.
Oh.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Mr. Y and Erica Price tell Mulder that the aliens are no longer interested in colonizing Earth and that the cigarette-smoking man is hell-bent on exterminating humanity. What does Erica Price claim as their developing plan? Bibble tickles.
They want to move everyone off Earth into Dyson spheres. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they're going to colonize space. Or
Yeah, colonize space.
Okay, I'm going to give you a point, but I'm going to ask for the other point. Who is colonizing space? You need to be more specific.
Oh, well, Mulder figures it out that it's just the elite. It's not. It's just the special chosen, but I don't know any more specific than that.
There you go. That's it. That's all I want. Yeah, because the idea is this is like a crazy aristocratic eugenics thing happening here. So it adds to the social commentary of Katie's favorite episode.
That's right. It's so deep.
It really does. Yeah. Should we take a moment just to meditate on it? Okay, that was good. What does Scully say when Mulder asks if they should wait and do nothing while waiting for William to find them? Scientific nature.
She says we should continue doing our work, that the answers are in the X-Files.
Agreed.
Yep, I agree.
And the truest fans have spoken. Who first suggests that Scully's visions might have an external source? Scientific nature of the whammy.
The neurologist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Could you be less specific?
Less specific?
I'm just joking. It was the doctor.
The medical doctor.
You did good. I'm going to give you an extra
The doctor
half
that's
a
not
point.
Scully in the room.
Hey, Russ. I think I'm losing my audio. Can we hang on just 1 second? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. Well, I guess while we're waiting for the audio to get fixed, I got this other. Let's see. This is a. So it looks like, Malcolm, I got the card here that your favorite X-Files character is Deputy Chief Karras.
That is completely true. I don't know how you learned that, Russ.
Well, it's the index card. What is it about his performance or is it the character that appeals to you?
Okay. I'm just struggling now to remember who Deputy Chief Karras is. But,
from your second favorite episode, Medusa. If you remember that.
Oh, the train guy. Yeah, the public transport guy.
Yeah.
What is it? He's about Julian Anderson's height is all I remember about that character.
That's a great reason to have such a love for that. Excellent. Are we back with full audio? Everything okay?
I am back. I'm back.
Welcome home.
Yeah, I'm back.
You're back just in time for the 10th and final question of my struggle 3. Got to give it a little build. Okay.
Dramatic. Wait for it.
What does Monica Reyes say that the cigarette-smoking man's enemies know that William is to CSM? Scientific nature of the whammy.
Is it his weakness?
I'm going to agree.
And that's 2 points. For an extra point, how does that connect to closure?
Closure.
The old series Closure. I just made this question up on the spot, so.
Whoa, okay. I'm trying to work this out in my head. In Closure, don't we find out that maybe Samantha and Jeffrey Spender were raised together for some time? Well, I don't know. Are we just making things up?
No. What does his weakness? Or just weakness?
Oh, the Moby song.
Nice job. Okay. This is a terrible bonus question, but hey, just came to mind. You got the point anyway. So now we're on to don't think anyone really liked this episode too much, and that's this. After my struggle 3,
it was such a letdown.
Yeah, it's all right.
What is the name of the private company run by Erica Price mentioned by Skinner, whose henchmen attacked or attack Mulder and Scully at home. Bibble Tiggles.
It's a Purlieu Services.
Yes.
We got a friendship 2 points. Nice job. I never would have gotten that. Mulder and Scully find a picture of a Manhattan office building in the memory medallion that Langley leaves for them near Deep Throat's grave, or at Deep Throat's grave. Mulder says that Edward Snowden claimed the building was an NSA surveillance station. What is the code name of this building to which Mulder and Scully travel by bus? Bibble Tiggles.
Titan Point.
Yes.
Okay, 2 points. What does Scully interject that Mulder is not sure that they have on the bus? Our struggle.
Is it bathrooms?
Oh. Do we have agreement?
I have no idea. So yeah, I'll go with it.
Unfortunately, no. That is pretty accurate about a lot of U.S. buses, but no. Scientific nature.
Is it something like access or jurisdiction? Or
that's what I was going to say. I think access to the Titan Point building, because they don't have like any of their they don't have their IDs or anything.
Because they go to the field office instead.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense, but it's no.
Oh.
Bibble Tiggles.
Cortland, she says, do they, they're not dressed appropriately, right?
I think that, I mean, that's all I remember them talking about. Yeah.
But there's also something on the bus that they don't have a bar on the bus.
The bus is not, they don't have to offer, or like all these answers here. So it's not that Mulder and Scully don't have, but it's
the bus doesn't have a bar, right? Isn't that what she's complaining? Because they're all stressed out because the kids are all screaming around them. Is that right? What she says?
Sure. I don't know.
We're going to go for a bar.
I'm going to give you 1 point.
Okay.
It's actually, the correct answer is mimosas.
Okay. No way. I knew she was drinking. She was thinking about drinks. Okay.
I have no recollection of that.
No.
I do not.
What were you drinking when you were watching My Struggle 3 by any chance?
Not a mimosa, obviously.
It was not a mimosa. No.
I was thinking it would kick in by the time you got to this. My detective skills are poor, poor, poor. What is the name of the U.S. president missing from the sequence Mulder and Scully list in Arlington National Cemetery? So, which U.S. president is missing for that sequence? Okay, I will go and read the choices. A, Kennedy. B, Truman. C, Eisenhower. Scientific nature.
It's Truman, isn't it? Because the other ones, I remember the names.
She definitely mentions Eisenhower. So,
and
yeah,
JFK is fires.
Yeah. Right, so I think it's Truman.
2 points.
Yay.
What is the name of the writer mentioned by Mulder in both this and The Lost Art of Forehead Sweat? Options A, George Orwell, B, Ray Bradbury, C, Orson Welles. Bibble Tiggles.
Kathy, I really think it's C.
Which one?
I think it's Orson Welles.
Oh, I was thinking Bradbury, but I don't, I don't know for sure. You go for it. You buzz first.
I think it's C, Orson Welles.
Good effort. Unfortunately, no. Right. Our struggle.
Is it George Orwell?
Do we have agreement?
That's what was just guessed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, Orson Welles.
Orson Welles. I said
Orson Welles, yeah.
Dang. So, although he was mentioned in Forehead Sweat.
Just giving the game away there.
Do you both agree on George Orwell?
No, that was already guessed. So no,
Orson Welles was already guessed.
Yeah, exactly.
So now
it was
Malcolm has now guessed George Orwell.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yes, let's go with that. I swear I'm paying attention.
1 point.
Which is why Forehead Sweat was so funny.
All right.
I had my Mandela effect there. Mandela. Yeah.
Marlene gave a nice little commentary to explain. So in this, Mulder says, easy for Orwell to say when the Russian Purlieu services people are holding Mulder and Scully on the floor in Mulder's house. In The Lost Art of Forehead Sweat, Dr. They misattributes a quote, "He who controls the past controls the future," to Orson Welles. And Mulder corrects him, saying that was George Orwell.
Okay.
We're on to plus one. When Mulder presents to Scully the case of Arkey seeing his double, he tells her they're going to jump on I-95 South to get back to what? Bibble tickles.
Their bread and butter.
Yes.
Correct. What mental illness, classically referred to as a doubling of consciousness, is attributed by the doctor and nurses as afflicting Judy? Bibble tickles.
It's schizophrenia. Cortland, do you think that's right?
I do.
Correct.
Okay.
What does evil Judy call Chucky?
Oh.
She kind of calls him a lot of things, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's very abusive.
Yeah.
Well, Okay, I guess we'll, for 2 points, I'll read these out since there are a lot of different choices. So A, Satan's apostle. B, the devil's dim-witted disciple. C, the evil twin. Our struggle.
B.
An agreement on this, Falcon?
I'll agree. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Good trust there. That friendship is working well for 2 points. When Mulder visits Chucky's house for the second time, he asks of the very pleasant Chucky that answers the door where the other Chucky is. What biblical story about twins does Chucky infer with his reply? Our struggle.
I'm just going to think of biblical stories about brothers and say Cain and Abel.
I'll agree with that.
2 points. Oh, this one is missing a question, but it has the answer.
This is your part of the quiz.
This is your
so should it be like Jeopardy style? Time.
Yeah, do Jeopardy.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna try to guess what the question is and then see if this works out here. So which television show, classic television show, is someone watching on the episode? Scientific Nature of the Whammy.
It's Patty Duke, isn't it? She's with the twins.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And you got the weird question correct. Okay. Number 6. What does Judy do that she says protects her? Scientific Nature of the Whammy.
She takes the bread pills.
Yeah, agree.
Correct. What does Dean Cavalier, Arkey's attorney, collect and display in his home? Bibble tickles.
Swords.
Yes.
Correct. Now we are on to the lost art of forehead sweat. Unsurprisingly, Mulder repeats his stories over and over to Scully, including the story about the time he found a Sasquatch footprint in the mud in beautiful British Columbia. By what river's banks does Mulder tell Scully over and over that he found a Sasquatch footprint? Scientific Nature.
The Mogo-a-go-go.
Mogo-a-go-go. Yep.
Beautiful. And I like the little round delivery there. That was nice. Okay. What is the name of the episode of The Twilight Zone that Mulder says is the first Twilight Zone that he ever saw? Scientific Nature.
The Lost Martian?
Agree.
Correct. When Scully is at Mulder's house for dinner, which doesn't happen, Mulder is frantically searching his Twilight Zone DVD box sets, episode guidebook, and VHS tapes to prove that his Twilight Zone memory is real because Reggie suggested to him that the episode doesn't exist. What question does Scully ask Mulder about Reggie that is a major piece of the puzzle in the end? Bibble tickles.
Oh, sorry, that was an accident.
So Bibble Tickles buzzed again? Is that a real one?
Do you know, yeah. Kathy? Okay, good.
So the question was, what did she ask about Reggie?
So what question does Scully ask Mulder about Reggie that is a major piece of the puzzle in the end?
Oh, I was thinking, how did he know his signal? But that's probably not right.
Do you want to go with it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good job. Good faith there. 2 points. Okay. Using his office bulletin board to put together his own conspiracy theory, Mulder connects Operation Soy Bomb to Bob Dylan's Grammy performance to the band Eels, whose lead singer's father, Hugh Everett III, originated what theory. Oh. Okay, going to go to multiple choice for 1 point. A, quantum entanglement. B, the general theory of relativity. C, the many worlds interpretation of quantum physics. Our struggle.
I'm going to go with C.
Do we have agreement?
Yes.
1 point. Excellent. What plant does Reggie have on his desk in the final sequence of the jobs that Scully narrates?
It's, oh.
Scientific nature.
It's a cactus, right? Because the other ones all die.
Sounds good.
Correct. Excellent. Right now, the scores are in first place with 64 points. The Bibble Tickles. Good job, everybody. The second place with 54.5 points is the Scientific Nature of the Whammy. And then there is still a chance, I think, to come back here. Is the third place we've got Our Struggle with 21 points.
But I swear I've watched these shows, Malcolm. I promise I've watched them, not recently.
You're doing better than me because I'm just guessing them, having never seen them.
You haven't watched either season?
No, I'm kidding. I have. clearly not as closely as some of ours.
You came in really late, Michelle. It's not really fair.
I just figured you seemed so pleasant, healthy, and I thought maybe that's because you had avoided the Maestro. there could be tricks. Is everybody ready for Ghoulie?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah.
Then tell me, please tell me, what is the sleep state that Scully mentions when discussing states of consciousness between sleep and waking? And did Scientific Nature buzz on this one?
I did, yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is it?
Hypnagogia.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm not sure if that's the right way to pronounce it. It sounds strange, but...
It is now. It is. What William-related tagline appears in place of "the truth is out there"? Scientific Nature.
You see what I want you to see?
Oh, yes.
2 points. Excellent. Pretty close. On their car ride to Norfolk, Mulder seems positively enchanted that Scully is receiving visions through seizure. Edgar Cayce, he quotes, "Dreams are today's answers to tomorrow's questions." What nickname for Edgar Cayce does Mulder tell Scully? Does anybody know this, or should we head over to multiple choice? Multiple choice.
Let's go multiple.
Yeah. The Dreaming Oracle. B, the Sleeping Prophet. C, the Visionary Dreamer. Scientific Nature of the Whammy.
It's the Sleeping Prophet, isn't it?
I don't know. I'll agree.
1 point.
Hopefully. Okay.
What is in the snow globe that Scully takes from Jackson's room that prompts her to ask Mulder to stop at the gas station at the final scene of the episode? Our struggle.
It was a windmill.
We got agreement on that?
All right. Yes.
Okay, and friendship comes through for 2 points. What was the name of the eugenics program of which William was supposedly a subject that used alien technology to hybridize human and alien DNA? And Scientific Nature of the Whammy.
I think it was Project Crossroads. Do you think that's right?
That sounds right.
You know, to me... That also sounds correct. So we just wrap that up. I think if I'm correct, now I got one or two index cards left, and it looks like Michelle here says that according to LinkedIn, I actually have a reference for this. You run the web's largest fan community for the episode Medusa, and that your group recently launched a tarot deck featuring scenes and characters from the episode. Now, that's a big project. Why are you a bigger and better fan of Medusa than the other contestants today?
Well, you know,
why are you a bigger fan than me?
Well, I'm afraid that group has disbanded because since Medusa aired, My Struggle 4 has aired, and everybody knows my feelings on My Struggle 4, so we've changed focuses to that episode. So, I apologize for having not updated that LinkedIn bio.
How are the sales on those cards?
I'd like to get one, but I couldn't get PayPal to link through. So if we can talk afterwards.
Sure. We'll great. Take it offline.
Thank you. We've got, after that last round, 64 points for the Bibble Tiggles, closing quickly. Scientific Nature of the Whammy, 61.5. And also coming up, 23 points, Our Struggle. So we're heading into Kitten. Question one, which of the following nicknames is not the nickname of a character in the episode? A, Banjo. B, Tiger. C, Trigger. Our Struggle.
Is it B, Tiger? What do you think, Michelle?
I'll agree with that.
Did you use those Tarot cards to get this one? Nice job, everybody. Mulder and Scully begin their search for Skinner with a visit to his apartment, where they find that Skinner has received a disconcerting piece of mail. What body part is mailed to Skinner? Scientific Nature.
It's an ear.
Agree.
Straight from Blue Velvet. We've got 2 points. In Skinner's apartment, Scully finds an envelope addressed to Skinner by his military title. What rank did Skinner hold in the Marine Corps? Bibble Tiggles.
Is it Lance Corporal?
I will agree. I don't know.
2 points.
Okay. Yay, Kathy! Nice.
In what Kentucky town does Kitten take place? Scientific Nature.
It's Mudlick, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds right.
Lovely.
2 points. Now, if Our Struggle picks up this one, it's going to make a neat left arrow in the spreadsheet. So, no
pressure. Come on, Michelle.
So everybody just wait and let them. Everyone wait and let them buzz first.
Come on, here we go. What is the name of the biochemical warfare project that Davy says affected his father? Our Struggle.
Just the pressure's on to get that arrow, so I'm just going to say Agent Orange.
Do we agree on that?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll get over it. Thank you for the sacrifice. Anyone else want to make a guess before we go to multiple choice?
I think we need multiple.
Yeah.
Okay. A, MK Naomi. B, MK Ultra. C, MK Raven. Bibble Tiggles.
MK Naomi.
Okay, sure.
1 point. Sixth question on a kitten. This episode suggests that the people in the town have been exposed to and perhaps tested with chemical weapons. What are the people in the town losing? Bibble Tiggles.
Teeth.
Yeah.
All right. Brings back great memories of my childhood home. We are now heading into RM9, SBG93, JX, JZ. In what city was Scully born? Scientific Nature.
Annapolis.
You know what was fun is I actually heard that click buzz through before the system actually registered.
This emphatic click.
Some real fandom happening. I like that. What is the name of the vacuum that Scully receives by drone delivery? Scientific Nature.
Zooms.
Yeah. Spelled strangely.
Yeah.
Give you half a point if you can spell it.
Okay, I think it's Z-U-E-M-Z.
Yeah, either E-U Nailed. Or U-E.
You got it. Wow. That's scary. That's scary good. Let's stop and, you know, celebrate that moment. Okay.
I'm really beginning to question my fandom here, you guys.
I don't know that tarot deck and everything else is.
I don't know. I watched that one like 2 days ago. So it's in my head.
What is the name of Mulder's credit card company? Scientific Nature.
It's Bigly Credit. Yeah.
Are we in agreement?
Yes.
On what painting is the opening scene in Faroa Sushi Restaurant and the painting on the wall in the diner in the final scene based, and by what painter? And you have to get both to get the points. Our Struggle.
Oh, you said you have to get both. To get the
I'll get you
right
one
after
point,
I buzz.
1 point for the the artist. 1 point for the painting.
Is it Nighthawks? Is the painting?
We in agreement?
Yeah.
And can you name the artist? You got a point for that.
Just trying to think. Is it Hopper?
2 points.
Wow.
Well, didn't even wait for the agreement because you got when we get outside of normal fandom questions and we talk about stuff that the prestigious aristocratic society cares about, we just jump the gun right away.
See, I spend too much time worrying about prestigious aristocratic society and not enough time worrying about the X-Files.
Shame on you. Shame on you. Okay, a good old art and culture. Okay. The Morgan and Morgan related writers and directors frequently include Alfred Hitchcock visual references in their episodes. On which Hitchcock movie is the scene with the little drones on the staircase and Mulder's house based on? Bibble tiggles.
Okay, Cortland, is this North by Northwest?
I don't know, Kathy. I don't know.
Okay, that's what I'm going to say, if that's what you think,
we'll go with it.
Yeah, I think it's the... yeah, we'll go with that.
I think somebody's a really big North by Northwest fan, but... no.
Darn it.
Our struggle.
I'm going to say the birds, consistent with my knowledge of prestigious aristocratic society.
And I am not here to doubt your knowledge of aristocratic prestigious. I'll agree.
Bougie points for the win. How's that ascot feeling, huh? Okay, so I can't remember whose index card have I not read yet. Is it? So I think I've done... Can you remember everybody I read? Your index cards? They're all blurred.
Yeah.
And whoever, if I did forget somebody, is obviously just wanting to keep their favorite episode secret to when they get to do the five questions of X with Tony, and it's really legit. So
I actually quite like Medusa, we all got shamed. So I don't understand all these fans about it.
I don't. Otherwise, I think a lot of people it seems quite like it. I don't know what you're getting, but
it does have, you know, the like shiny, like bioluminescent microscopic jellyfish or something like that, right? That like glows in the dark on Doggett, and yep. You know,
it's a good Doggett episode.
Yeah, the tea looks pretty good. All those tunnels.
I just said, you know, it's just what's on the car is what I read. I think anything with Doggett's good. So, but I'm. Maybe I'm in the minority. Maybe
no, Doggett's cool.
No, I'm with you.
Just want to make sure that our friendship is not getting off on an even worse foot after all this. Okay, Scully's home alarm seems particularly sensitive and loud. What is the cold? What is not the cold? Well, geez, what is the code? Talk about subconscious stuff. Scully enters to try to turn it off. Did our struggle buzz on that one?
I did.
Okay. Please tell me what that is.
It is Queequeg.
I will agree with you there, Michelle.
According to this, no. Anyone else? Bibble tiggles.
It's her birthday, right? 0223.
Do we have agreement?
Sure.
Not very secure for an FBI agent. What artist and song does Mulder request from his music library when driving home from Faroa Sushi Restaurant? Bibble tiggles.
Prince Controversy.
And you get a point if you can sing at least one verse of the chorus.
I will pass.
For a point? Okay. You know, you're not just robbing your team, you're robbing all of us and the listeners.
You will thank you later.
I don't feel bad. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, but then you do also have one actual real bonus point chance, and it's can you translate followers into base 64? And you don't have to do case.
Oh, just RM9 something, something, something.
Yeah, no.
Can anyone else jump on that one?
Hold on, let me bring up
Is
Google.
It cheating if I have it on Wikipedia? Yeah.
There's an X. Surprisingly, I just checked the rules and no, it's totally a lie.
Well, in that case, RM9SBG93ZXJZ.
No, I do actually going to get half a point for educating the listeners again because we're using a lot of good pedagogy. I introduced the round with it and then we gave a little scaffolding where they did the first few characters. And then you reinforce that for the learner. I think this is good. So half a point. Familiar, by far the worst episode of season 11. And in case you're wondering, I'm lying. I'm tipping my cards that I love this episode. In folklore, familiars can take the form of animals, serving as companions or spirit guides. Which of the following three animals would you like to have as your spirit guide? A, a cowl. B, a cowl. And C, a animal. No, actually, okay. So...
I don't really know what's happening right now. Great,
here's
though.
The real question. Which of the following three animals is not shown or referenced in the episode? I'm going to read them out and then buzz in. A, wolf. B, monkey. C, cat. Scientific nature of the whammy.
I would go with cat. Katie?
Doesn't he mention cats and wolves? Although we see a monkey.
See a monkey, and there's like the coy wolf.
There's the dog and the... Okay.
So I feel like it's got to be cat.
Yeah, go with cat.
It broke many people's hearts, but you got the answer correct. Okay, Eastwood. And I don't know why that would break anyone's hearts. I don't know why I said that. But I blame that on the lozenge.
They were looking for more another killer cat episode.
That's right. You can't top an original killer cat episode.
Killer cat, so they killer just puppet cat.
Yeah. That must have been the index card I forgot to read.
So. Historically, they use cats.
Tezos dos familiar.
Eastwood, wait, I think that definitely deserves a nope.
Eastwood, Connecticut is rich in witchcraft history. What is the name of the town's famous historical witch? Scientific nature.
Goody Bishop?
Yeah, it's Goody something.
All right, I'm going with Goody
Bishop. Sounds good. Yeah. For 2 points. At his visit to the home of the little girl, Emily, that was at the park with Andrew when he disappeared into the woods, Mulder peruses the family's bookshelf. What book does he find that piques his suspicion? Bibble Tickles?
I think it's the Grimoire. Is that what he calls it later?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 1 point for that, but I need the full title for the other point.
No. The town's name in it, but I don't.
Can anyone else give me the rest of the title for a point?
No. Okay.
Grimoire of the Eastwood Witch.
So close, Kathy.
You did good. Scully and Mulder talk about possible suspects in Andrew's death. As Scully examines the body, what does Mulder find on Andrew's foot that suggests a non-human influence? Scientific nature.
Salt.
Agree.
Correct. Who makes the following statement about convicted sex offender Melvin Peter? He's potentially John Wayne Gacy with a monkey. Bibble Tickles.
Scully says that.
Agree.
Nice job. And now we're on, just like the quiz, nothing lasts forever. During one of the episode's early scenes in the church, Scully tells Mulder the story of how she started believing in God. What does she give as the ultimate event that confirmed her faith as a child? Bibble Tickles.
They got a puppy after she prayed for one.
Yep.
Great. And you get an extra point if you can name the puppy.
Cannot name the puppy.
Neither can I. I just made that up. And I
don't think the puppy had a name.
See, that's where I was going to give you the point, because if you just made it something good enough to convince them.
Any puppy name. Dang, I missed that.
So this other one is missing a question again. So we're going to try. We're going to try our best and say, what did the sister say when she killed people? Scientific nature?
Like, I have repaid or I will repay.
Well, I think when she kills them, though, she said, like, she put I will repay on the cooler, but I think when she actually kills them, she says, those who love me, I will deliver. Okay. Like, when she actually stabs them.
Oh, I'm giving you 2.5 points because you got that. all I had down here is bolded, nice. I will repay. And you got that. And then you had the other answer, too. So, nice job. Thank you for helping me with that. Beaumont tells Dr. Luvenis, if I'm pronouncing that correct, she remembers a cult member named Dylan. What reason does she give when she exclaims, I'm glad we ate him? scientific nature.
That he talked too much, or he never shut up, something like that.
Sure.
And I'm worried that threat could be extended. So, what song about finding a brighter future does Barbara Beaumont sing to her followers? Bibble Tiggles.
There's got to be a morning after.
Green.
And if for a point, will you sing the chorus refrain?
I will not. You don't have to ask me that.
Okay, we're trying to make it the X-Cast Variety Hour.
We need Tony for the singing.
That'd be fantastic.
In the final scene of the episode, Mulder says to Scully, "Well, I may not believe in God, but I believe in you. And therefore, I speak to him through you." What property does Mulder claim their example illustrates? Bibble Tiggles.
The transitive property of equality?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Nobody likes a mass geek.
Like, for a half a point, can you give us the full explanation of that?
It's if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C. I think that's how it's
classic.
Works.
Yes, nice. And actually, which is fun, I just offer that half a point, but I scroll down and that half of the point ties. Can you believe this? Ties the Bibble Tiggles and the scientific nature of the whammy.
Oh, it's so close.
82. Pressure's on now.
Oh, no. This is going to come down to my struggle four, and it's going to be.
I know.
I wouldn't sing. It's got to be a morning after.
Still you had a chance.
Can we still sing it?
We'll see if we need a bonus karaoke round. We may have to break that up at some point. We've got one more question in this round. I'm sorry, everybody, that we have to hold off on my struggle four a little bit longer.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Honestly, take your time.
Oh, okay.
Like 25 more years or so.
Man, that hurts. What is the name of the church that Juliet attends, in which Mulder and Scully also have their discussions? Scientific nature.
I think I jumped the gun there. Oh.
I
want to say Our Lady of Sorrows? Or is that?
No, well, that's the hospital.
Yeah, that's something else.
Scully's hospital, yeah. I have no idea.
Can I pass?
I think so.
Okay. Do we want to guess for 2 points, Bibble Tiggles, or Our Struggle?
I think you want need to hear the choices.
Okay. Yeah, for 1 point, A, St. Catherine's, B, St. Anne's, C, St. Joseph's. Bibble Tiggles.
I think it's St. Joseph's.
I will agree.
And the Bibble Tiggles pull ahead.
Ooh.
By 1 point. Now, it's the time you've all been waiting for. Here we go. We got 10 questions about Medusa.
Hooray!
My name is Jackson Vandekamp. In Jackson's opening monologue, Jackson/William tells about his life and his realization of his powers. What does he show his friends that he can do? Bibble Tiggles.
He can make a chicken hatch out of an egg.
Yeah, he makes the egg hatch.
Wouldn't it be a better episode if that's all he could do?
He's just walking around power. Constantly hatching chickens.
And like the evil Tyson Corporation is trying to abduct him.
There could be a Chaco chicken connection there somewhere.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Excellent. I like that. I like that. Let's fan script that. 8 of the 9 previous season 11 episodes have had altered taglines of some fashion. What tagline does My Struggle 4 have to replace "The truth is out there"? Scientific nature.
Salvatore Mundi, isn't it?
Yep, Salvatore Mundi.
Half point if you translate it.
Savior of the world.
Savior of the world.
Nice. Monica Reyes tells Scully and Mulder that they have one last chance to find William. And what city does the plane that Monica Reyes claims is carrying William land?
I'm going to guess, State. I think it was Baltimore. Maybe. I'm doubting myself now.
But do you agree? You want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. I'll agree.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
Anyone else before we go to 1 point for multiple choice?
Yeah, multiple choice.
Okay, multiple choice. A, Spartanburg, South Carolina. B, Braddock Heights, Maryland. C, Norfolk, Virginia. Our struggle.
Norfolk sounds familiar to me for some reason.
Agreed?
Yes.
Unfortunately, no. Pipple Tiggles.
I think it's B, Braddock Heights.
Yeah.
1 point. Nice. What does Scully discover that enables Mulder to locate William? Pipple Tiggles.
The string of lottery winnings.
Agreed.
Pipple Tiggles is in the lead, 88.5. What is the name of the motel where Mulder finds William hiding? Pipple Tiggles.
Oh, I think it's like, it's Timberlake or Timberland something. It's now it's gone.
Timberland, yeah.
Timberland, like Heights, or I don't remember. It's gone. I had it, and it's gone.
It's Timberland Motel.
Let's go with that.
You're terrifying. It's terrifying in the sense of like awe-inspiring.
Why do we know these things about the, again, so embarrassing.
You're the exact kind of people we want to have in the XCast community.
We're in danger here.
We've got other people that have knowledge about famous painters.
Knowledge of value, sure.
This, mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, this is good too. This is because we only get to the, you know, the fan fiction edit we're going to do. And I'm sorry. So number six, though, her previous appearances as Erica Price in My Struggle 3 and this feature dialogue-laden scenes. Academy Award-nominated actress Barbara Hershey has exactly how many lines in My Struggle 4? Bibble Tiggles?
One line.
One line.
Holy smokes. Yeah. No, four questions left. And if you get one more, I think you win.
Oh, good. Just no pressure.
Pressure's on.
Quick,
for
just buzz in.
Okay. According to Tad O'Malley, what is the name of the global contagion that is spreading? Scientific nature of the whammy.
Doesn't he call it the Spartan virus?
I'm going to agree.
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
This is according to Tad O'Malley, the world's most reliable source. Anyone else? Our struggle.
I'll just quote the movie and say the plague to end all plagues.
I'll go with that.
Unfortunately, no. Pipple Tiggles, before I go to the multiple choice.
I need to hear choices.
Yeah, I don't know.
A, death will hunt you down. B, the end time is near. C, the viral assassin.
It does say death will hunt you down.
He does.
And I don't remember the others. Want to go with it?
Yeah, sure.
Death will hunt you down.
For 1 point. Sounds like a really bad early 2000s emo band.
It does.
Oh, this is okay. I think I can create the question for this one here. Missing it, so I hope I do it right. Where does the final confrontation occur? Our struggle.
If you ask me the name, I won't be able to tell you, but it occurs at the sugar factory.
Agreement?
Yes.
2 points. Great.
Sweet.
Half a point.
Sugar
pun.
Puns.
Half a point for that pun. Nice work. Okay.
Good job.
We're coming back.
Purely based on puns. It's going to be great.
You got two questions left. Fill them up. As Skinner puns from the car driven by Monica Reyes in CSM, what structure is shown to the side of the car under which Skinner is apparently crushed? Bibble Tiggles.
A stairwell.
I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually a
stairs.
It's a staircase.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang. Okay. We have one question left, and the score is currently 95.5 for Bibble Tiggles and for Scientific Nature of the Whammy, 85 points, and 32 for Our Struggle. So question 10, the final question of the 2018 X Quiz. What does Mulder do? Sorry. What does Mulder do? What does Mulder do after he tells Scully that the cigarette-smoking man was shooting at him when he, CSM, shot William. Bibble tickles.
He throws his gun in the water.
Yes.
And for 1/8 of a point, what kind of body of water was it?
A wet one.
You get a 16th of a point for that. I like it.
All I remember them saying is that it's a harbor, but I don't know if that's
they're in Norfolk, so it could be a bay.
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
You get the 0.05 points for the pun, but so anybody else know?
I would have said a harbor, but
I don't know. I was going to say a bay, so I think we're pretty much in a standstill.
Okay, no guesses.
At the docks, maybe
our struggle.
No, sorry, I'm still coming down from that high of getting the sugar factory, so I'm just going to remain silent.
I'm going to give you another half point for that pun. So there we go. It's actually allegedly a river, and this concludes the score round of the 2018 X Quiz. And this year's champions, let's give them a round of applause. The Bibble Tiggles with 97.55 points.
Woohoo! Yay. Nice job.
Well done.
And second place is Scientific Nature of the Whammy with 85 points.
Yay!
And I'm not liking this lack of enthusiasm. There's a lot of effort was put into this. And 32 points for our struggle. Good job, too.
Yay. Yeah.
Now, I mean, let's be honest, just because of like the IPs, it's going to take a lot longer for somebody to buzz in, too, from Australia anyways, because of the latency issues. So
that, and I'm recording a fine art podcast at the same time. So my attention was somewhat diverted.
Oh, man. Don't invite us on that quiz. That's gonna...
I don't know. I think I'd probably do about as well.
I will definitely not do as well.
To be really clear, 32 points on a quiz about season 10 and 11 is great. So you all did awesome. Let's all, if we don't mind, say thank you to Marlene for creating these awesome questions for us.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Marlene.
Good job. Amazing amount of work.
Fantastic.
Good job. Really good.
And thank you, Tony, for letting us goof around like this with his podcast. And thank you, everybody, this year, all of the people in the X-Files basement and co-hosts and guests and everything else. It's been a great year. I don't know if anybody wants to share like their favorite anecdote or anything that they want to say to wrap up 2018. Put you on the spot, Kathy. You got to say something important and resonant. Resonant.
Emotional too. Yeah. About the podcast, or
yeah, something fun, or something that you hated, or people that you hate, or hate.
That's how we're gonna get the emotional resonance. It's gonna be, you know.
Can I tell you, 2018 was an amazing year for me. I met most of the stars and the creator of the X-Files, and I met a bunch of X-Files fans, including ex-cast friends, and it was an amazing year, so I'm thrilled, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Secretly, who is the favorite person you met?
Of
like the actors and the creator?
Mitch Pileggi. There's no secret there. He's a sweetie, and he remembered me between X-Fest and Spooky. He recognized me, and that was just...
Jeez.
Yeah,
he's dynamite.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting all teary now.
Thank you. Portland, can you top it?
No, definitely not.
Good effort, though.
I did meet my legendary partner, Kathy G, at X-Fest and again at Spooky Empire. It's been really fun. It's been a really fun X-Files year, honestly. It's been great.
Man, I would love to go to X-Fest. You two are lucky. That's awesome that you did that.
Yeah, wonderful.
And Dina, anything that you'd like to complain about?
Nothing to complain about. I've really enjoyed the podcast all year. And I guess I would just sort of remind everybody about Tony's marathon 24-hour podcast back in September. That that was really cool.
That was great. Thanks for bringing that. That's a good point. Katie?
Yeah, just like being in the podcast community in the basement, and I never ever thought I would be on a podcast before. But this year I did a roundtable and this, and doing it with Dina. We're old roommates from college. So yeah.
Yes, we watched the X-Files together every Sunday for all four of those years.
I indoctrinated her to the X-Files. So
yeah,
it was great.
True story.
That's the kind of story I want when I bring up these questions. So extra point. And six points. What seasons were you watching together?
Season six was our freshman year. Yeah.
Oh, so you watched all the way to the end of the original run.
Awesome. Yeah, the end was actually the day after graduation, the truth.
Wow. Yep. That's poignant and a bit sad.
It was. It was sad.
And beautiful and sad at the same time. Actually, can I jump there to Malcolm as far as finding our expert? Can you come up with a more poetic way to word that for me?
No, I can't. But I was just going to say that the other week I listened to the interview with Stephen Williams, and that was a real highlight of the podcast for me. Mr. X was always my favorite character, and I think Stephen Williams is now my favorite actor in the series after that interview.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah, that was great.
And Michelle.
I can't top any of that. You guys are the best stories. In general, it's been a great year. I, as well, never thought that I would actually participate in a podcast and was terrified recording my first roundtable. But it's been so much fun, and I've been honored to be able to sit in on several at this point. So just getting to interact with this great group between the patron Slack and the XCast basement group, and of course the 24-hour live XCast was so much fun. So it's sort of a flashback to the 90s, getting to interact with great X-Files fans all over again. So it's been a load of fun. It's been great.
Couldn't have been a better wrap up. Thanks for that. And I'm sorry for being so sarcastic throughout the thing. I think it's a mix of the cold medicine and lack of sleep, but and also just I'm not used to being the host of, especially not of a quiz thing, but this was a lot of fun. And thank you all for taking the time to do this. And thank you all for all of the stuff that you've added to the XCast and just the community. I think I've ranted about this a million times. This is by far the friendliest, most cogent fan community I've ever found. And the XCast itself, the content that it produces, is so much fun. So thank you all and the whole dang universe. And I guess with that, we're going to be looking forward to starting up, I think April, I believe, is when it's going to be coming. We may have a few episodes in between then, and please just check the X-Files basement. Tony will give some updates, and Tony may even add an addendum onto this. Any
thank
final
thank you Russ for final, hosting final also
thanks, yeah Russ. Thank you
yeah thank yeah, you yeah, Russ.
Job. Excellent job.
Oh, you gotta tell me, this is the best one. I have no pressure. I just have to read the cue cards. Last year I was on the quiz and it was nerve-wracking. So no, thank you for letting me do this, and your patience and kindness.
That brings the curtain down on the XCast for 2018. What a year it's been. Season 11, the end of the Podwatch, season 3 coverage, live shows, and raising money for charity in the bargain. Plus, we've gained a wonderful patron community alongside that. My deepest thanks to anyone who has listened to our show or supported it across this year. We'll be releasing a few special episodes beforehand, but we'll be back with Season 4 coverage in April of 2019. All of us at the XCast hope you have an amazing holiday season. We'll see you next year, and remember, as always, trust no one. The XCast, an X-Files podcast, is produced and presented by Tony Black, alongside a dedicated group of podcasters and X-Files fans. You can find us on Twitter at The XCast, and on Facebook if you type in The XCast, or at our group, X-Files Basement, an XCast podcast fan group, where you can continue the discussion about all things Mulder and Scully. If you want to support The XCast further, you can now subscribe and become a patron of the show on Patreon. On Google, just type patreon.com/The XCast. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
You'll see all of our tiers, subscription options and perks, which include early access to episodes, bonus content such as commentaries on X-Files episodes, access to a patron chat zone, and even appearing on one of our patron roundtable discussions. We would appreciate any support you can give the show, so just go to patreon.com/thexcast to find out more. Our title music is provided courtesy of Will A, who you can find on Twitter at I am Will A Y E.